The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I was just thinking to myself, Governor Abbott, right, in Texas, right? I saw you and a bunch of men, which thank you so much, who all posted this thing that said men should not be controlling women's bodies. And I think that is just so powerful that men are making that statement. But Governor Abbott is either he hates women or he's just dumb. It's one of two things.
It could be both.
It could be both, but, you know, no. He's either he hates women or he's just dumb. And the reason why I say that is because this statement that he made where he says, I know what we're going to do about the rapists. So this is after in Texas, they put all of these provisions around women being able to get abortions. And in fact, and I guess the 6 weeks, you can't get an abortion after 6 weeks. But then I saw that the regulations, the people who actually regulate it and report it are the citizens. So it's pitting you and me against one another, that if you believe I shouldn't get an abortion, or if you know you heard me say that I'm 9 weeks and I'm going somewhere to get an abortion, or you learn about somebody who might be helping folks to go get, you know, the proper care, that you can report me and then I can be fined $10,000 and get in trouble. Like, who the hell, what are y'all talking about? It's so dangerous. It's dangerous, it's ignorant, and it's
somebody's gonna get hurt though.
And it's right, because you need to get hit in your mouth if you go talking people business. Word,
so that's what
right, you're talking people business.
Got you.
But anyway, and so it is, it's very dangerous. And what they're doing is a deliberate attempt to roll back Roe v. Wade and take away women's rights to have abortions. And this has been something that we knew that
since
Republicans
Kavanaugh
specifically were going to be working on. And that's why they wanted Kavanaugh to get his seat on the Supreme Court. And that's what they're doing, right? The Supreme Court is already agreeing, unfortunately, with this decision in Texas. So when the reporters asked Governor Abbott, he's dumb or he's crazy or something.
I say, boy,
when they asked this man, what are you going to do about rapists? He responded, we're going to arrest the rapists. Basically, you're going to put a bounty on the rapist's head. So you're saying that after they rape, you'll arrest them. So forget about the fact, like at that point that I've been raped, I got a baby in my stomach that I don't want, don't need, too young, whatever, all the circumstances.
That's just attached to a trauma that I'm not even able to deal with.
And so then I'm just supposed to have this baby while you arrest this rapist possibly. And then by the way, the laws, just so you know, in a lot of ways do not really protect women the way that they should, or protect, as you said, people who have been raped in general. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to understand, does he hate women or is he stupid?
I gave you my answer.
You think he's a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I just think women. Like,
that sounds
to
good.
Force someone to have a baby, you know, based on circumstances that are less than fortunate, that are illegal, that that are traumatizing.
Or you just can't do it.
Just can't. All of those things. I mean, but when we talk, when you said the rape thing, that's just, to me, it's just like.
Stupid.
Bruh. Like, you said.
Bruh.
Come on.
It's not even funny. I don't even know why I'm laughing.
It's really just sad because the mind state, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. The mind state of a white supremacist is dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody, I forgot, I think it was D.L. Hughley who said, the worst place for a black person to live is in the mind of a white supremacist.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And when you start really looking at these situations, like, it's so deep. This situation is just so deep. It goes beyond that. It's a whole nother show we can have. But just the dynamics of him just saying, we're just going to arrest him and just not looking at what the question actually was saying.
Right.
And the question was like, what are you going to do about the people who raped these women? We still got that baby. You talking about, bruh.
He's talking about something that's not connected.
At all.
It's not connected.
You're just so disconnected
from the reality. Arrest rapists, but we're saying that the woman who now has the baby in her stomach,
or the fetus,
the embryo.
I think he might be
the embryo, right? Or the fetus. You now are carrying this thing, this life. It is life. And you are saying, I cannot do
this.
I think it's potential life.
Well,
because it's potential life. Well, the point is that up until 6 weeks, what they're saying is that it's not a life up until 6 weeks. Then they're saying after 6 weeks, it becomes a life. Okay. What I'm saying is it's not in the earth in the world yet. And I cannot handle it.
I think for me, right? Where there is, forget it.
And then, you know, I mean, I think about my own abortion story and it's like, and there's so many women who are telling their stories. If I had a baby at the time that I was pregnant, and by the way, I was more than 6 weeks pregnant and I had to have a 2-day procedure where the first day they go in and they do something that basically makes you start contracting. And then the next day they go in and take the baby. I had to go through that because I was too young to have a baby. First of all, I didn't even know I was pregnant because I didn't even know my body for too long. I didn't know anything about being pregnant. Then when I figured out that I was pregnant, I was too scared to tell someone that I was pregnant. I didn't want to tell my mother that. So all of the decision-making, trying to get my friends to help me find a place to go and everything that I went through, it took me some time. And then, by the way, I wasn't putting that on my parents' insurance policy because I didn't want them to know. I didn't know that at that time that they wouldn't know, but I thought they might have. So I had to get the money together to go have an abortion. It was a lot of stuff that had to happen. I needed time to get it together. And so, you know, there are people with stories, similar stories. And and even if we do decide as women that we shouldn't be having abortions at a certain time, it should be our decision to make. And we should be having those conversations in conjunction with other women leaders and then deciding what's the best for us, for our bodies. And of course, keeping in mind that there is a father, there is a man who's involved that should be able to have some say so, but nonetheless, I as a woman have to be the one to bring life. And I'm just, the thing that scares me is that then the idiot I don't know if I'm supposed to call people idiots, but I said it. But the other one that either hates women or is dumb and hates black people and hates poor people and hates everybody is Governor DeSantis in Florida. Now he's talking about, oh yeah, we're going to look at the same type of thing here. And it's going to be everywhere. It's going to be in Alabama. It's going to be everywhere if we don't stop it. So it's a very, very, very serious and concerning thing. Okay. And it's scary as hell. And what's more scary is what women will do as an alternative because they ain't gonna have no baby if they can't have a baby.
That's a fact.
We know that because we remember.
Yep. And you
go watch the movie. What is it? Precious? It's in there.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.